Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Naked Englishman podcast. I'm Richard Vobes. It's the 8th of February. It's my son's birthday, actually. Happy birthday to anybody else who happens to have a birthday. 8th of Feb, 2026, and it's, I guess it's about 8:45, something like that. It's an overcast day. Again, not 100% sure what we're doing today, because we've had a few little options, but I am making a cup of, well, I'm putting a kettle on, because the lovely Julia is going to make a special tea for both she and me, which would be lovely. Sorry about the banging and crashing. There's always noises off in this episode or in these shows. There we go. I hope that's enough water. And I also going to be making some toast shortly. We went to the farm shop yesterday. Went to see some nice people about something yesterday, which was very lovely, and had a good old chat and some homemade cake and some mince pies, which were delicious. I have to say, it's lovely when people make their own stuff rather than just go and buy it from the shops. And oh, there's the cat waiting to come in. Let's let the cat in. Here we are, puss. There we go. It's February, so it's still cold. And other good news that we have had is our potatoes. Our seed potatoes arrived the other day. Most peculiar situation, because I was thinking, ooh, when are our seed potatoes actually coming? And I couldn't remember the company we bought them from. So I had a word with our friend Sean, and I said, Sean, do you remember what the name of the company was that you recommended we get our potatoes from for the seed potatoes? And he told me, and I thought, oh, well, I'll go and hunt through the emails and see if I can find out when the order was. And as I was doing that very thing, an email arrived from the company saying, your seed potatoes will be arriving today at whatever time it was, 12 o'clock, whatever. And it was so bizarre, the coincidence of that. Anyway, they did arrive. And we have laid them out now in the spare room, or the top room, the master bedroom, which, funnily enough, is where the studio used to be. But because I've taken that down, and there's a curtain in front so we don't get direct sunlight on them, but they do get a bit of light. And they're all laid out, ready to chit, as they call it, which is where they start to sprout. And they'd be like this for a few weeks, hopefully. This potato keeps falling. Why do you keep falling? You need to make sure they're all separated. Stay, bloody thing. And, oh, listen to this. That is the sound of a potato chitting. Oh, no, it might be a cat.
Happy cat.
So, yes, we've got a whole load of different varieties. We'll tell you about those in The English Couple. Don't want to give too much away, do we? Otherwise, you won't watch the blooming videos. So, we've got... Anyway, there's quite a lot of these potatoes, and they've all got to go in the ground. So, the next thing to do is, once they're chitted in about first or second week in March, from what I understand, then we get them in the ground. Got to get them the right way up. And then leave them there, and they'll be something like 15 to 20 weeks or something whilst they do the growing. We've got some earlies and we've got some main crop. So that'll be really interesting this year to see how the potatoes do. I know from experience where we've tried to grow them in the garden before, they need a lot of water. And so because where the land is, and at the moment it's absolutely waterlogged, but we're on a sort of top of a slight rise, so we thought we'd put them slightly below the rise so that the water will, you know, we won't have to overly think about the water because they'll be getting water naturally. Well, it depends how much water we get. I mean, who knows? We may well now have a drought, having had so much rain. you start to think, well, where is the rain coming from? We haven't had enough sunshine to evaporate it to get it back into the atmosphere. So presumably it's coming from somewhere else. But anyway, however it works, the lovely Julia. Did I put the kettle on to boil?
Did.
Ah, excellent. Yes. Do you want the main light on? It's all a bit dim. It's all a bit grim and dim today. I should be making some toast as soon as I finish recording this. I've got the washing to get on. Oh, it is still chilly, isn't it? Are you cold? I'm chilly.
I've got some good layers on today. I found my thermal leggings.
So
not
yes.
The same leggings.
I should have put thermals on today. Anyway, so so the potatoes are all there doing their thing, which is very lovely. What else is going on in the world? So I've done just released the, well, I haven't quite yet released it, but I'm about to release the pipe smoking video. That will be released by the time you get to hear this. And there's an audio book, not an audio book, but an audio story, 30 minutes long, if you're interested, pipe smoking story, that I wrote a little while ago, and I've now recorded it and put it up on the pipe smoking YouTube channel, so you could go and have a look at that if you so wish. And that gives you a little bit of entertainment, you know, bit of entertainment there for you. I might have to go and put that green jumper on. Do you need that green jumper?
I'm all right at the moment.
Okay.
You put it on.
Yeah, I'm going to put that one on because the when I shaved, the other one got wet sleeves.
Ah, yes, that's not
going
to keep you warm.
No, so I'm just going to go up and do that. So that's all good. When we drove to the farm shop, oh my goodness, the plains around Pulborough are so flooded. There is so much water lying on the land at the moment. I mean, luckily, our piece of land is on a, as I say, on a slight hill, on a rise, which is very, very useful. In as much as the water doesn't settle there, it starts to drip through. That's not to say that the clay, of course, isn't super wet. It is, but it won't. It all goes downhill, obviously, from gravity. I dare say our pond is probably at the point of overflowing again. But it was just staggering to see swathes of land, fields upon fields, flooded. Now, we often see that this time of year, but it was quite extensive this time. So that was a bit of a thing. So anybody who's got land that's waterlogged, I do feel for them very much. Let's just put that down there. What else have we got happening? Not really sure today. Trying to work out what the weather's doing. It looks like it's going to stay fine. Just let me get myself into this jumper. This is a big old cardigan that a friend of Julia's very generously, I think it was her grandfather's, actually. It's a bit old-fashioned. I don't mind it because I'm a bit old-fashioned. I like old-fashioned things. And the lovely Julia's coming to my rescue because my health business is all pretty much back to normal, but there are just certain movements that are still not quite
just going to restretch those ligaments and muscles and
yes
and
but
rebuild the strength.
Sometimes in the mornings my hands and fingers just need quite a bit of dexterity work to wake them up, but we're pretty much there really. I mean, I would say I'm 90% back to normality. It's just got to get the strength back. So do a few little weightlifting exercises, but without the weights, if you see what I mean, you know, sort of self-tension things. I've got a book I need to post, but I can't post that today. I'll have to post that tomorrow. I think it was a month ago. Must have been a month ago. I went to see the osteopath, and he's ringing me up tomorrow just for a final consultation to see how I'm doing. So it'll be great to be able to report back to him and say everything's all good. So that's tomorrow. I'm still doing the video sort of every other day, although my main monologue channel It's not every other day all the time, because it, in theory it ought to be a video today. But I'm putting out a video anyway, so. And I'm sorry there was no English couple this weekend. We really haven't had a chance to go to the land. Everything's wet and everything's just a bit strained. However, in the background, things are happening. We've got something, and I'm not going to say what it is yet. We've got a nice surprise that was given to us the other day. So we've got that to show off in due course on the channel, which will be very exciting. And we've got some other bits and pieces. So, you know, the winter has been one of those quiet times where not much is going on. But behind the scenes, you know, at home and chats with different people and things are slowly getting to the point where it'll be quite frenetic, I think. You know, we've got these potatoes doing their thing, and once they're chitted, well, we've got to get those in the ground. We still have some other plants in the polytunnel that need to be planted. When we've got rid of all this water, I need to get some fleeces for Julia's lovely trees before the frost comes, and we'll get those on. I'll have to find a source where you get those from. I'm not quite sure where you get them from, but they'll be somewhere. So we can fleece those, because a number of people have said, oh, you shouldn't plant the pear and the nectarines, peach and nectarines outdoors, they should be in a polytunnel. And then other people have said, no, they'll be all right, just wrap some fleece material around them, or, you know, you can get these zip up sort of sleeping bag type things around them. And I thought, well, that's a great idea. And so part of what we're doing is experimenting and learning and all of that.
I did have a dream that I built some little mini polytunnels around them. Well, not polytunnel, but poly...
Put the kettle on.
Polypagoda.
Oh, yeah, polypagoda. Good old polypagoda.
Polypagoda, what a gal.
What a girl. Anyway, so I won't keep this very long because I've got other things to get on with. But in the meantime, I hope you have a lovely Sunday, whatever you're doing. Thank you for tuning in. And I will speak to you very soon. Anyway, all the best, take care, and have fun.